The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It's Blue Monday. It is Blue Monday, the most miserable day of the year by all accounts. But as I said earlier, we're not leaning into it. We're leaning out. So D King, News Talk producer, is with me with some feel-good moments, reasons to be cheerful.
Yeah.
This early in 2025.
There's been
Was this a difficult task? It's only a couple of weeks into the year.
It is.
Are there that many reasons to be cheerful?
There's loads.
Oh.
There's more than we need.
Oh my God, an abundance.
January is a wonderful one.
All right, okay.
We're just looking at it wrong.
All right. So get us looking at it right.
Great. Well, the one that we kind of all know, but maybe we haven't celebrated enough, is all of the award nominations that Irish actors have gotten.
See, this is like, you know, we're an embarrassment of riches is what we have, isn't it?
Exactly, like kneecap, they're an embarrassment of riches. 17 IFTAs and 6 BAFTAs. 17 IFTAs. Now, granted, they are the Irish.
Yeah, award, exactly. Yeah.
But still, they've loathed. And then obviously we've Colin Farrell, who won the Golden Globe for Best Actor.
Yeah, and the Oscars not too far away. We're definitely going to be on a list there, aren't
we? We're definitely going to get one. Saoirse Ronan will definitely get one for The Outrun. Surely they can't overlook her.
Yeah, I don't know. She's kind of been she's been overlooked a little bit on the award circuit for it, hasn't she? She's got a few nominations.
Yeah, but
she's going to end up being one of these people who's nominated for things 100 times and never wins.
She'll get
a lifetime
Leonardo
achievement Caprio. Oscar
yeah.
in 40 years.
There'll be a sad little picture of her wrinkled little
exactly.
body clasping onto this for all it's worth.
Anyway.
I know the Americans love her.
Yeah, they do.
She's got a real Irish head on her and I think they really love that.
Okay, so that's a good reason to be cheerful.
Yeah.
Our continued success on the global stage.
Next big one, and this one will make us all a lot happier. It's going to be our first payslip soon of 2025.
Oh, yes. Friday, going out for dinner Saturday.
Yes, absolutely. So payday in theory for us should have been Saturday. So we get a day early, Friday.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Monday's the 27th. So if anyone's last of the month, it will be next week before they get their paycheck. But still, you've landed this far. You can go one more week. You can smell the payslip.
This is getting a bit inward looking, but do you remember we used to get paid in like the last Friday of the month here, and you'd have a 4 week month and then a 5 week. It was just chaotic.
Yeah,
it's only when you leave something like when something ends and you realise how chaotic the old regime used to be.
It also must have been chaotic to work in, like if you forgot how many weeks were in a month.
I know, we do everything is based on like our expenditure being the exact same every month.
Yeah,
and it used to be madness.
Madness.
Yeah.
Well,
how did we live?
Worry no more, because on Friday, you're getting your first payslip.
All right,
of the
I like
year.
That. That's something
That's
good
a
to
great
look forward
one.
To. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
Now, as you said, today's Blue Monday, but I just think, first of all, we know that that's kind of made up anyway, so we're not really talking about it too much. But secondly, if that is the case, that means things can only get better from here.
Oh, wow. That's really, really looking at the world glass half full,
Jay. Yeah. Tomorrow is the
I know this is the saddest you've ever been, but look at it this way.
You'll never be this sad again.
Because you should be a counsellor or something.
Yeah. Like, you think today's tough, tomorrow's going to be so much brighter. And then you're going to get paid.
Yeah, exactly. What are you feeling so down about?
How is everybody down on January?
Get out of this office.
Yeah.
That'll be 200 quid.
God, I can't wait to make all my money.
Yeah,
I'll have a double payslip.
Yeah, exactly.
January.
All right, okay, 3 good ones.
Yeah, grand stretch in the evenings.
I'm not sure am I giving you that
now. It's 5:45 now. And if you think about it, it's a lot brighter now than it would have been this time. Even a week ago, it was so much darker.
Yeah, okay.
It is. I'm not saying it's bright and we'll be out, the kids will be out playing on the streets, but it is already getting brighter.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how much we talk about the changing evenings all our lives?
I know.
Every year is the same.
It massively impacts your mood, though.
Yeah.
Like, even coming to work in the morning, it's pitch black dark for me. It's like the middle of the night. And as soon as those mornings get a little bit brighter, there's a pep in my step.
Do you know what my Blue Monday is? Oh. My Blue Monday is in the autumn when I leave work and it's dark for the first time.
Oh,
and I leave at 7 and it's dark and I realise, oh, 6 months now of leaving in the dark. It's miserable.
But at least you come to work in the bright.
Yeah,
so
I do. It's rarely dark at 11 o'clock in the day.
That's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Another reason to be happy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's never dark at 11.
It's never dark at 11.
I don't know what people are complaining about.
God
so that's
almighty.
Great.
Yeah.
Another brilliant one, the cash machine. There's been great winners so far this month.
There has. Now, admittedly, Dee, I mean, that's a reason to be cheerful for two people in Ireland.
But does it
and
not?
And their families.
Does
maybe.
It not
I'll give
us
that.
All hope?
I guess it does. But we're not allowed to enter it.
No, okay, maybe not us.
Much
but we
to
were
my wife's disappointment.
Yeah.
I mean, every week she makes a complaint about this.
Yeah. So anyway, there's been great winners and they're going to keep coming. So I think it gives us all, maybe not you and I, but the greater us, Hope.
Collective hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take that. And then my last one is the great TV that's on at the moment, Traitors and Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I haven't engaged with Traitors. I'm waiting for the Irish Traitors.
When is that coming? I absolutely love
Siobhan. They haven't even started filming it.
Oh, I love the host that they've chosen.
There was a rumour it was going to be Slane Castle. Has that been confirmed yet?
Oh, not that I've seen, but that would be
good,
a great location.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about Traitors. It's kind of as a something in the zeitgeist. It's
passed you by.
By.
It's well worth getting on board. Mm. But the thing with the Irish one, I
watching
don't know.
Shrinking at the moment.
Oh, I've heard great
yeah,
things about that.
Yeah, it's very good. Kind of just easy watch, like 35-minute episodes. Harrison Ford and Jason Segel are brilliant in it.
Yeah.
It's really
what
good.
A duo that you never would have put together ever and seemed to work so well. I haven't watched that, but...
Are you Dancing with the Stars? You see, if all of them... I know they're just hugely popular. And this time of year you get that, Dancing on Ice, Fittest Family, and Gladiators is back.
Gladiators, great TV. I'd love to go on Gladiators. Don't look at me. I'm seeing eyeing up the size of my arms.
Well,
I could take them. That giant cotton bud thing.
Do you think the giant cotton bud thing? Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Great TV.
I'll put it this way, Dee.
Okay.
I'd love to see Young Gladiators.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm assuming
you read into that whatever you want.
I know exactly
I'd
what you mean.
To see you on Gladiators
because of my upper body strength.
It would be amazing.
Yeah. Great.
You should enter that.
I will.
Yeah. And I'll go and hold a sign.
Oh, I'll do for that. There's another reason to be happy.
Oh, there's so many reasons.
Anyway, it's great.
January is great. D King, thank you so much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.